flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a top 10 weather day. I mean, this makes you forget about the four kids bringing the snow and mud and slush in the house. This makes you forget about all those chilly, chilly mornings at the bus stop. And folks are walking around downtown because this is the weekend for Doors Open Minneapolis. I'll tell you more about that, but I don't know where you are. But you had got to get downtown Minneapolis today to walk into some of these historic buildings and see the inside of places that you have never seen before. It is amazing. I had my kids out this morning and we were on a rooftop patio. And I tell you, these little ungrateful rascals, I'm like geeking out because I ain't been on a rooftop patio in one of these brand new apartment buildings in downtown Minneapolis. And I'm looking at all the fun stuff and the buildings. I'm like, hey, kids, are y'all having a good time? They're like, yeah. I said, you know what? Y'all not going to be in the wheel. I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody's getting the money. I'm donating it to the church because y'all just some little ungrateful rascals. But I am so grateful for y'all for being here for me. The Shaletta Show is on today until 3 o'clock. We've got a full show. I know Jabbar Hassan is excited because he's already posted on my Facebook page a full 3 hours of the Shaletta Show. And he is sitting by. Thank you so much for all my listeners. If you're out and about doing your spring cleaning, keep us on, keep us locked in because we have an amazing lineup for you this morning. And so I really want to, first of all, say that I've seen some amazing stories coming out about the Minneapolis Police Department. One I wrote recently, if you haven't been on WCCORadio.com, is about two officers who saved a young boy from drowning. And just to see those pictures, heard about that story, called Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and said, hey, has anybody done this story yet? And just being able to talk to those officers and tell that story and that grateful parent who was so thankful that they saved her child's life. Just amazing. Incredible. And so, you know, it's gotten me thinking about my own son. His graduation season is coming up. You know, he's getting ready to graduate from high school, getting ready to go off to college. And that's a time when a lot of young people are trying to figure out what's next. You know, when Andrew was in 10th grade, he was absolutely sure that he wanted to go into architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And last year, he was very certain. I mean, last year, as in like December 2023. That he wanted to go into esports. And now it's fashion. That's what young people do. They're looking for a meaningful career and a place to go that's ahead of them. And how are they going to pay for the education to get the job? Because let me tell you something. I've been looking at this college tuition, and I'm trying not to think about it, but it makes me cry. I think about the money I'm about to come up off of, and I think about the fact that it's all on the parent, And that check has got to get cut for housing and food and tuition and books and fees and all the fun stuff that they need for that college dorm room. And, you know, in today's world, you don't just get the high school diploma or, you know, the college diploma and then, you know, be done till retirement. So many people need to go back to school to get ready for their next. What's your next? You want something different, want a different career, and it's expensive every time we think about college. And right now, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting new officers. The department has opportunities for people to help them get ready to join the force, and it's a way to begin a career without going into debt to do it. And joining me now is Lieutenant Ken Anderson, who is, no, it's not Ken Anderson. Who's on the phone? Why did I think somebody else was coming?
Well, my first name is Ki-Hung Anderson, but most people just call me Ken.
Thank you. Okay. So I was like, okay, I got two names down here, and one of them does not go. It's like playing that game on Sesame Street. It's like one of these things just does not belong. Ken, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
I truly appreciate you inviting us. Thank you very much, Letta.
Now, before we start talking about the educational opportunities, can you tell me what kind of person you're looking for in a recruit? What kind of personality do you need to have to become a police officer?
Yes, absolutely. So as a police officer, we're looking for a lot of different unique personalities. But I think one thing that, you know, across America and all law enforcement, that people need to think of is someone who has not only patience, but empathy, right? So majority of police officers want to join because they want to be part of the community to help and assist community members from one of the hardest days in their lives, right? So I think being empathetic is probably one of the best characteristics that we're looking for, as well as critical thinking. Anybody that is in a high-stress situation, the last thing we need is someone to jump to conclusions or react just off impulse. But through training and critical thinking, decision-making characteristics, I think that will diffuse a lot of the situations. So I think those are the two most important things right now, is empathy and critical decision-making.
And, you know, I have been talking with some of my friends at church, who one of them is a Kia Boyd, who is with the Minneapolis Police Department. And she has just been so relentless in recruiting more women, especially women of color, to join the force. She was at, you know, the Hmong New Year event. She's been going to black colleges, and you all have been so intentional about making sure that you get out to diverse communities and recruit. And you know, my thing is, be a part of the change that you want to see. You can't sit back and say, well, they need to do this and they need to do that, and have an opportunity to tell your sons and your daughters and your church members and the people in your mosque about this opportunity. Talk to me about why it's important to have a diverse police department.
Well, I think our goal in Minneapolis is to reflect the population that we serve, right? And we have a very, Minneapolis is probably the most diverse population in all of Minnesota. So I think it's important to have that reflected even within our department. As we speak right now, we have my coworker, Jeremy Randall, who is going to the White Earth Urban Powwow. It's a new American Indian Center. So we're recruiting from Native American population. We're going to historical black colleges. We've gone through what's called the 30-30 initiative. And essentially, that's our goal to hit by 2030 to have a 30% female workforce. So we've gone to colleges. We've gone through high schools to recruit women to be part of law enforcement. So we're trying everything we can to essentially have the department reflect the population that we serve.
Okay, now there are four pathways to becoming a Minneapolis police officer. And so when we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about what those are, because it's not just necessarily going out with a gun and a badge in a squad car. But there's other opportunities that you can think about, because I want this 30 30-30 to be a reality. I want to see more women of color on the force. And so how do you do that? What are these pathways? And we talked about paying for college. How can you make that happen? We'll tell you more next. It is 12:19. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. And we're continuing our conversation with Sergeant Ken Anderson from the Minneapolis Police Department. And one of the things that we were getting ready to talk about before the break, Sergeant Anderson, are the four pathways to becoming a police officer. Can you tell me about those?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, when I went to school, between my wife and I, we had about $100,000 in debt. And I know that you touched on this before. It is expensive. Mm-hmm. School is very expensive these days. So, you know, our first pathway is what we call the community service officer. And this is for anybody that has a high school education. And it's not necessarily just for high school students, but it could be anybody maybe in the military that's been in the military for a while, is coming out, they don't have a college degree. We'll actually go ahead and pay for the entire 2-year college for a law enforcement degree.
Wow. Need to back up. Hold on, because I got a child. I'm sending to college, and the one thing I'm looking for is free education. I'm going to need you to back up. Because did you just say, I'm sorry, you can't just gloss over that, especially as I'm about to write the check. You'll pay for a 2-year law enforcement degree?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not going to have to write that check, Shaletta. I think what we're going to do is if they get hired with Minneapolis as a community service officer, we pay for their entire 2-year college, right? So if they're going for a law enforcement degree, not only do we pay for their college, we give them a job. So community service officers get to learn about how to become a police officer, know the geography, as well as attending school. So they get a pretty good wage, mm-hmm. as well as getting the entire 2-year college paid for. And that integrates right into our police academy after they're done with school. And after they take that state exam to become a police officer.
Okay. All right. Now, you can also become a cadet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
So a cadet is for anybody that already has a 2 or 4-year degree. So even if business professionals, let's say you've been in the banking business, you want to change a pace. If you already have a 2 or 4-year degree, all you need in the state of Minnesota is essentially a 5-month certification course. It's a skills portion for you to become certified to become a police officer. We pay for all that as well. So not only are we paying for that program, but we're actually paying you while you're in school for that 40 hours a week.
Wow.
And as soon as you're done with that, then you get integrated right into our MPD Police Academy.
Now, how is that different from being a recruit? What's a recruit? That's the way that most of us think about law enforcement. That's the traditional way of getting in, right?
Yes, absolutely. So if you are a person that already knew we're going to be a police officer, so there's a lot of different facilities that you can get that law enforcement certification. If you've already taken that, not knowing there's an opportunity like the MPD offering the community service officer 2-year degree for free. Let's say you've gone through your own way, you've paid your own way to become a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
After you're done with the theories and skills portion of that school, you've essentially are ready to take that post exam. You can come in right away to our recruit program. And that would just be straight into our 16-week academy.
Okay. All right. Now tell me about this lateral move for someone who's already an officer in another city, how they can become a part of that process. Because I know that Sergeant Boyd and Sergeant Crystal went down to Houston because some of my family members saw them there. They were at a VA job fair and they were talking to law enforcement officers in Houston about coming to Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a little bit different. Minnesota actually has a very stringent requirement for you to become a police officer. You have to have at least a 2-year degree. So if you've been a police officer in the state of Minnesota anywhere for at least a year, you can lateral over essentially like a 1-for-1 change into from your department, your current department, to the NPD department. If you come from out of state where the requirements may be different, we require a 5-year as a peace officer. So let's say you're a police officer down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been a police officer for 5 years, you can take what's called an out-of-state reciprocity exam through the Minnesota Police Board. Then you can come straight in as a lateral into MPD.
Okay. And what about officers who are in other cities within the state of Minnesota?
Yep. All you need is 1 year.
Okay.
So if you've been a police officer anywhere in the state, you can come straight in as a lateral.
Okay.
Another thing I just wanted to touch on, Shaletta, was military. So if someone has been in the full-time military police experience, they can also come in and take the military reciprocity exam through the Minnesota Police Board, and they come straight in to MPD, usually as a recruit. So they wouldn't need an additional. They can just have a high school degree, but as long as they have that military police 4-year experience, they can just come in with only a high school degree.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been an officer for 15 years.
Yes.
Why do you think that this has been a good career for you? Because folks are listening. These kids, like we were talking about at the top of the hour, they're making decisions at 18 about what they want to do for the rest of their lives. They want to go to college. Parents can't afford it. Some folks are right on that bubble where it's not free. And they'd have to pay for it. This may be an option or an opportunity for them. I've got a lot of teachers. I've got a lot of counselors. I've got a lot of grandparents, right, who listen to this show every single week. And they don't just digest this information, but they take it back to their families. And so we're asking them to share this information. And I want to know from you, because you've been there for 15 years, why do you think this is a good career?
Well, I think one has to ask why they want to go into law enforcement in the first place. The common answer that I get is that they want to make a difference in the community and impact people's lives for the better. For me personally, you know, it's go big or go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I take my wife out to a nice steak dinner, I'm getting the most expensive ribeye with all the sides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really interested in trying that flank steak, right? Minneapolis has definitely its own set of problems. But when I make my decision to be a police officer, I wanted the most action, most adventure, most opportunities, but most importantly, the highest chances of serving as many community members as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, the officers I've had the honor to work with are probably one of the most professional and highly trained officers in the country. Minneapolis officers respond to just shy of 500,000 calls a year. Through that experience and repetition, you have an opportunity that not a lot of other departments in the state can offer. And so just kind of summing up, if you're someone thinking about law enforcement and you want the most opportunities, whether that's opportunities for you to serve your community, to get into a specialty unit, promotions, or your opportunities to make significant financial gains, there's just no better place than Minneapolis.
Mm. Okay, now you got to tell us, because somebody just texted me. They were like, y'all been talking. Y'all ain't tell us where to go. Is there a website, a phone number, something we can pass along to folks so they can pass it along to the people that they're thinking about when they're hearing our conversation?
Yes, absolutely. So they can check out the website on their own if they so choose. That's www.minneapolismn.gov/join.
Okay.
However, I would say if they're interested in law enforcement, please get a hold of myself or Officer Jeremy Randall, and I will talk to you. I'll sit down with both of us. We'll sit down with you, answer all of your questions on a personal basis. I'll talk with you on the phone for an hour if I need to. And the best way to reach us is through our email, and that is police-recruitment@minneapolismn.gov.
Okay, police-recruitment@minneapolispolice.gov.
Minneapolis MN.gov.
MinneapolisMN.gov. Sergeant Ken Anderson, thank you so much for being on the show, for giving us all this information. I know you have lots going on. It is a beautiful Saturday, but I thank you for taking some time out of your day to spend it with us.
Shaletta, thank you so much for this opportunity.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a top 10 weather day. I mean, this makes you forget about the 4 kids bringing the snow and mud and slush in the house. This makes you forget about all those chilly, chilly mornings at the bus stop. And folks are walking around downtown because this is the weekend for Doors Open Minneapolis. I'll tell you more about that, but I don't know where you are. But you had got to get downtown Minneapolis today to walk into some of these historic buildings and see the inside of places that you have never seen before. It is amazing. I had my kids out this morning and we were on a rooftop patio. And I tell you, these little ungrateful rascals, I'm like geeking out because I ain't been on a rooftop patio in one of these brand new apartment buildings in downtown Minneapolis. And I'm looking at all the fun stuff and the buildings. I'm like, hey, kids, are y'all having a good time? They're like, yeah. I said, you know what? Y'all not going to be in the wheel. I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody's getting the money. I'm donating it to the church because y'all just some little ungrateful rascals. But I am so grateful for y'all for being here for me. The Shaletta Show is on today until 3 o'clock. We've got a full show. I know Jabbar Hassan is excited because he's already posted on my Facebook page a full 3 hours of the Shaletta Show. And he is sitting by. Thank you so much for all my listeners. If you're out and about doing your spring cleaning, keep us on, keep us locked in because we have an amazing lineup for you this morning. And so I really want to, first of all, say that I've seen some amazing stories coming out about the Minneapolis Police Department. One I wrote recently, if you haven't been on WCCORadio.com, is about two officers who saved a young boy from drowning. And just to see those pictures, heard about that story, called Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and said, hey, has anybody done this story yet? And just being able to talk to those officers and tell that story and that grateful parent who was so thankful that they saved her child's life. Just amazing. Incredible. And so, you know, it's gotten me thinking about my own son. His graduation season is coming up. You know, he's getting ready to graduate from high school, getting ready to go off to college. And that's a time when a lot of young people are trying to figure out what's next. You know, when Andrew was in 10th grade, he was absolutely sure that he wanted to go into architecture. Mm-hmm. Yep. And last year, he was very certain. I mean, last year, as in like December 2023. That he wanted to go into esports. And now it's fashion. That's what young people do. They're looking for a meaningful career and a place to go that's ahead of them? And how are they going to pay for the education to get the job? Because let me tell you something. I've been looking at this college tuition, and I'm trying not to think about it, but it makes me cry. I think about the money I'm about to come up off of, and I think about the fact that it's all on the parent, and that check has got to get cut for housing and food and tuition and books and fees and all the fun stuff that they need for that college dorm room. And, you know, in today's world, you don't just get the high school diploma or, you know, the college diploma and then, you know, be done till retirement. So many people need to go back to school to get ready for their next. What's your next? You want something different, want a different career? And it's expensive every time we think about college. And right now, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting new officers. The department has opportunities for people to help them get ready to join the force. And it's a way to begin a career without going into debt to do it. And joining me now is Lieutenant Ken Anderson, who is, no, it's not Ken Anderson. Who's on the phone? Why did I think somebody else was coming?
Well, my first name is Ki-Hung Anderson, but most people just call me Ken.
Thank you. Okay. So I was like, okay, I got two names down here and one of them does not go. It's like playing that game on Sesame Street. It's like one of these things just does not belong. Ken, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
I truly appreciate you inviting us. Thank you very much, Loretta.
Now, before we start talking about the educational opportunities, can you tell me what kind of person you're looking for in a recruit? What kind of personality do you need to have to become a police officer?
Yes, absolutely. So as a police officer, we're looking for a lot of different unique personalities. But I think one thing that, you know, across America and all law enforcement that people need to think of is someone who has not only patience, but empathy, right? So majority of police officers want to join because they want to be part of the community to help and assist community members from one of the hardest days in their lives, right? So I think being empathetic is probably one of the best characteristics that we're looking for, as well as critical thinking. Anybody that is in a high-stress situation, the last thing we need is someone to jump to conclusions or react just off impulse. But through training and critical thinking, decision-making characteristics, I think that will diffuse a lot of the situations. So I think those are the two most important things right now, is empathy and critical decision-making.
And, you know, I have been talking with some of my friends at church, who one of them is a Kia Boyd, who is with the Minneapolis Police Department. And she has just been so relentless in recruiting more women, especially women of color, to join the force. She was at, you know, the Hmong New Year event. She's been going to black colleges, and you all have been so intentional about making sure that you get out to diverse communities and recruit. And you know, my thing is, be a part of the change that you want to see. You can't sit back and say, well, they need to do this and they need to do that, and have an opportunity to tell your sons and your daughters and your church members and the people in your mosque about this opportunity. Talk to me about why it's important to have a diverse police department.
Well, I think our goal in Minneapolis is to reflect the population that we serve, right? And we have a very, Minneapolis is probably the most diverse population in all of Minnesota. So I think it's important to have that reflected even within our department. As we speak right now, we have my coworker, Jeremy Randall, who is going to the White Earth Urban Powwow. It's a new American Indian Center. So we're recruiting from Native American population. We're going to historical black colleges. We've gone through what's called the 30-30 initiative. And essentially, that's our goal to hit by 2030 to have a 30% female workforce. So we've gone to colleges. We've gone through high schools to recruit women to be part of law enforcement. So we're trying everything we can to essentially have the department reflect the population that we serve.
Okay, now there are four pathways to becoming a Minneapolis police officer. And so when we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about what those are, because it's not just necessarily going out with a gun and a badge in a squad car. But there's other opportunities that you can think about, because I want this 30-30 to be a reality. I want to see more women of color on the force. And so how do you do that? What are these pathways? And we talked about paying for college. How can you make that happen? We'll tell you more next. It is 12:19. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. And we're continuing our conversation with Sergeant Ken Anderson from the Minneapolis Police Department. And one of the things that we were getting ready to talk about before the break, Sergeant Anderson, are the four pathways to becoming a police officer. Can you tell me about those?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, when I went to school, between my wife and I, we had about $100,000 in debt. And I know that you touched on this before. It is expensive. Mm-hmm. School is very expensive these days. So, you know, our first pathway is what we call the community service officer. And this is for anybody that has a high school education. And it's not necessarily just for high school students, but it could be anybody maybe in the military that's been in the military for a while, is coming out. They don't have a college degree. We'll actually go ahead and pay for the entire two-year college for a law enforcement degree.
Wow. Okay, you need to back up. Hold on, because I got a child I'm sending to college, and the one thing I'm looking for is free education. Okay, I'm going to need you to back up. Because did you just say, I'm sorry, you can't just gloss over that, especially as I'm about to write the check. You'll pay for a two-year law enforcement degree?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not going to have to write that check, Shaletta. I think what we're going to do is, if they get hired with Minneapolis as a community service officer, we pay for their entire two-year college, right? So if they're going for a law enforcement degree, not only do we pay for their college, we give them a job. So community service officers get to learn about how to become a police officer, know the geography, as well as attending school. So they get a pretty good wage, mm-hmm. as well as getting the entire two-year college paid for. And that integrates right into our police academy after they're done with school, and after they take that state exam to become a police officer.
Okay. All right. Now, you can also become a cadet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
So a cadet is for anybody that already has a 2 or 4 year degree. So even if business professionals, let's say you've been in the banking business, you want to change a pace. If you already have a 2 or 4 year degree, all you need in the state of Minnesota is essentially a 5-month certification course. It's a skills portion for you to become certified to become a police officer. We pay for all that as well. So not only are we paying for that program, but we're actually paying you while you're in school for that 40 hours a week.
Wow.
And as soon as you're done with that, then you get integrated right into our MPD Police Academy.
Now, how is that different from being a recruit? What's a recruit? That's the way that most of us think about law enforcement. That's the traditional way of getting in, right?
Yes, absolutely. So if you are a person that already knew we're going to be a police officer, so there's a lot of different facilities that you can get that law enforcement certification. If you've already taken that, not knowing there's an opportunity like the MPD offering the community service officer 2-year degree for free. Let's say you've gone through your own way, you've paid your own way to become a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
After you're done with the theories and skills portion of that school, you've essentially are ready to take that post exam. You can come in right away to our recruit program, and that would just be straight into our 16-week academy.
Okay. All right. Now tell me about this lateral move for someone who's already an officer in another city, how they can become a part of that process. Because I know that Sergeant Boyd and Sergeant Crystal went down to Houston because some of my family members saw them there. They were at a VA job fair, and they were talking to law enforcement officers in Houston about coming to Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a little bit different. Minnesota actually has a very stringent requirement for you to become a police officer. You have to have at least a two-year degree. So if you've been a police officer in the state of Minnesota anywhere for at least a year, you can lateral over, essentially like a one-for-one change into from your department, your current department to the MPD department. If you come from out of state where the requirements may be different, we require a five-year as a peace officer. So let's say you're a police officer down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been a police officer for 5 years, you can take what's called an out-of-state reciprocity exam through the Minnesota Police Board. Then you can come straight in as a lateral into MPD.
Okay. And what about officers who are in other cities within the state of Minnesota?
Yep. All you need is 1 year.
Okay.
So if you've been a police officer anywhere in the state, you can come straight in as a lateral.
Okay.
Another thing I just wanted to touch on, Shaletta, was military. So if someone has been in the full-time military police experience, they can also come in and take the military reciprocity exam through the Minnesota Police Board, and they come straight in to MPD, usually as a recruit. So they wouldn't need an additional. They can just have a high school degree, but as long as they have that military police four-year experience, they can just come in with only a high school degree.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been an officer for 15 years.
Yes.
Why do you think that this has been a good career for you? Because folks are listening. These kids, like we were talking about at the top of the hour, they're making decisions at 18 about what they want to do for the rest of their lives. They want to go to college. Parents can't afford it. Some folks are right on that bubble where it's not free. And they'd have to pay for it. This may be an option or an opportunity for them. I've got a lot of teachers. I've got a lot of counselors. I've got a lot of grandparents, right, who listen to this show every single week. And they don't just digest this information, but they take it back to their families. And so we're asking them to share this information. And I want to know from you, because you've been there for 15 years, why do you think this is a good career?
Well, I think one has to ask why they want to go into law enforcement in the first place. The common answer that I get is that they want to make a difference in the community and impact people's lives for the better. For me personally, you know, it's go big or go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I take my wife out to a nice steak dinner, I'm getting the most expensive ribeye with all the sides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really interested in trying that flank steak, right? Minneapolis has definitely its own set of problems. But when I make my decision to be a police officer, I wanted the most action, most adventure, most opportunities, but most importantly, the highest chances of serving as many community members as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, the officers I've had the honor to work with are probably one of the most professional and highly trained officers in the country. Minneapolis officers respond to just shy of 500,000 calls a year. Through that experience and repetition, you have an opportunity that not a lot of other departments in the state can offer. And so just kind of summing up, if you're someone thinking about law enforcement and you want the most opportunities, whether that's opportunities for you to serve your community, to get into a specialty unit, promotions, or your opportunities to make significant financial gains, there's just no better place than Minneapolis.
Mm. Okay, now you got to tell us, because somebody just texted me. They were like, y'all been talking. Y'all ain't tell us where to go. Is there a website, a phone number, something we can pass along to folks so they can pass it along to the people that they're thinking about when they're hearing our conversation?
Yes, absolutely. So they can check out the website on their own if they so choose. That's www.minneapolismn.gov/join.
Okay.
However, I would say if they're interested in law enforcement, please get a hold of myself or Officer Jeremy Randall, and I will talk to you. I'll sit down with both of us. We'll sit down with you, answer all of your questions on a personal basis. I'll talk with you on the phone for an hour if I need to. And the best way to reach us is through our email, and that is police-recruitment@minneapolismn.gov.
Okay, police-recruitment at MinneapolisPolice.gov.
MinneapolisMN.gov.
MinneapolisMN.gov. Sergeant Ken Anderson, thank you so much for being on the show, for giving us all this information. I know you have lots going on. It is a beautiful Saturday, but I thank you for taking some time out of your day to spend it with us.
Shaletta, thank you so much for this opportunity.